1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Then we go to Hong Kong. It's not a coronavirus story. Ying Ying and Li Li, two giant pandas who could never quite get in the mood.
God, why are all the panda stories always...
The names are always the same. I always remember
the Chinese
Ling Ling
own
Sing
all
Sing.
Of them.
Yeah, but
there is not a single panda in the world that the Chinese do not own.
We never get Phil and Rosemary.
Well, they get to name them.
Well, the name is always a sound, and then that sound again.
Yeah.
Ling Ling and Sing Sing were the 70s one I remember the most.
China's got other stuff I want them to straighten out before I worry about the panda names.
Wet like, markets.
Yeah. They're viruses that get out of control. The lack of the fact that they didn't report it probably as soon as they should have. Or done the
even
things,
though in the beginning the
or
world
taken the precautions that they should have taken.
Health organizations said they were doing better than they ever have been.
And then you throw this panda naming on top of it. It just kind of feels like piling on.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, a little bit. And you can't name it.
Well, sorry.
And you can't name
a panda. I just thought I was talking about something
life.
Else.
He's piling on to you.
I know. I feel a little piled on here.
Anyhow, Ying Ying and Li Li, or Harry and Rosemary if you want, they never got it on for 13 years of living together. They are a famously low libido species. We all know that. They don't even like to mate. So it's a real cause for celebration.
What species doesn't like to mate?
I mean, seriously.
Pandas.
Ying Ying and Li Li just needed some privacy,
maybe.
Have
we taken it out of their hands?
Ocean Park shut down on January 26 as part of Hong Kong's measures to fight the coronavirus, leaving the amusement park and zoo free of its usual throngs of visitors. Maybe they just didn't want everybody looking all the damn time.
Don't they take them off display for a while when they think that they might be in season?
They have an annual mating season of just a few days per year. And I don't know how you figure that out. I'm sure the panda people I'm sure they know what's going on. But it won't be known for a while whether the patter of tiny panda paws is on the way. The gestation period is 72 to 324 days, and ultrasounds can't detect a cub until 14 to 17 days before birth. Wow. Pandas have historically been so bad at mating that some zookeepers have even tried to show the pandas footage of other pandas having sex. As a sort of how-to guide.
Try putting some musical...
Or a plot line.
In there.
Females are receptive and fertile for 24 to 72 hours a year. A year.
Very small window.
No kidding. If a male doesn't step up, and then they have to wait a full other year for any tiny panda.
How does the species keep perpetuating itself if they're not interested in breeding?
Not only that, you know, they only eat bamboo. So...
It's a highly,
you really
regimented animal
floating up against you there. It's not like they eat anything and screw all the time.
No, that's
like,
humans.
You know, pigs or...
People.
Yeah.
And why is the Panda Express? They don't serve panda.
No, I've never ordered panda there.
Yeah.
If I heard
panda fried
Chicken
rice.
Express, I'd expect fast chicken.
Right.
It's a cute logo. It's a differentiator between, like, you know, number one.
Such
a name
animal.
For panda meat as opposed to panda.
Oh, right. What are we having? Panda burgers. No, this would be.
Panda Express, right. It's like, you know, to be like Kentucky Fried Panda, you know.
I would expect it to be more Chinesey sounding, like chi chow.
Sure.
Is what panda meat is called. Or
in the lobster sauce, you know. I'll have my panda with the vegetables and lobster sauce. I'll have some panda rangoon.
Yeah.
And we'll start with the panda dumplings.
Chicken Express. Yeah, let's get some chicken. But they will look at me like, I'm an idiot if I walk into Panda Express and
I'm sorry, sir.
Even if you... there was that place in Arizona. It was a Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
Crazy chicken.
Crazy chicken.
Even if you say this chicken has, you know, some mental issues,
ooh,
you still expect to be served chicken.
You
we
do.
Only serve.
We got Panda Loco.
Yeah. Insane chickens here.
Yep.